صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، سورة البقرة verse 203 from the tafsir of Sheikh عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي رحمة الله عليه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات، فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى، واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون. عبد العزيز 203 please.
And remember Allah during the appointed days, but whoever doesn't believe in 2 days, there is no sin on him, and whosoever stays on, there is no sin on him. His aim is to do good and obey Allah.
بارك الله فيك. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله: يأمر تعالى بذكره في الأيام المعدودات، وهي أيام التشريق الثلاثة بعد العيد لميزتها وشرفها. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us to establish His remembrance in an appointed number of days, and these are the days of Tashriq, the 3 days of Tashriq after Eid, due to their virtue and their honor. وَكَوْنُ بَقِيَّةُ الْمَنَاسِكُ تُفْعَلُ بِهَا. And due to the fact that many of the rites of Hajj, the remaining rites of Hajj, are done on these particular days. وَلِكَوْنِ النَّاسِ أَضْيَافًا لِلَّهِ فِيهَا. And because the people are Allah's guests on these days. وَلِهَذَا حُرِّمَ صِيَامُهَا. Consequently, it was made forbidden to fast on these days. فَلِذِّكْرِ فِيهَا مَزِيَّةٌ لَيْسَتْ لِغَيْرِهَا. Remembering Allah on these days has a special virtue that is not found elsewhere. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَيَّامُ التَّشْرِيقِ أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرٍ لِلَّهِ أَوْ وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the days of Tashriq are days wherein we eat, are days for eating and drinking and remembering Allah. وَيَدْخُلْ فِي ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فِيهَا ذِكْرَهُ عِنْدَ رَمْيِ الْجِمَارِ. Included in remembering Allah is the dhikr associated with stoning the jamarat, right? Or the jimar, the pillars. And what is the dhikr, ya Abdul Hadi, that you say when you stone the jamarat?
Bismillah.
Allahu Musta'an. Where did you get Bismillah from? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And you're not stoning the shaitan, as many people think, so they get excited to take off their shoe and throw their shoe, and then they start cursing, it was you who separated me and my wife, and as if they're speaking to shaitan standing there in a pillar. This is from the jahl, from the ignorance. It's only for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, references with Ibrahim alayhi salam indicate that shaitan tried to seduce him at these times and these places. But that does not mean that when you stone the jamarat, you're stoning a physical shaitan, as many people assume. وَعِنْدَ الذَّبِحْ. And while slaughtering, you remember Allah. وَالذِّكْرُ مُقَيَّدْ عَقِبِ الْفَرَائِدْ. And the remembrance associated with the ending of the prayers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. 3 times. After the obligatory prayers from the days of Tashriq until the Asr of the 13th.
Now this,
after Salawat.
After stoning.
What does stoning have to do with it? But if you didn't go to Hajj, you don't remember Allah? These are the adhkar.
After stoning
the first jamarat, the sunnah to go to the right and make a long dua, nothing specific mentioned. Then you stone the second jamarat and you go to the left of the jamarat and you make a long dua, then you stone the third one and you go to Mina. There's no dua after the third one. Hey, we're talking about the dhikr after the 5 daily prayers. بَلْ قَالَ بَعْضُ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّهُ يُسْتَحَبُّ فِيهَا تَكْبِيرُ الْمُطْلَقَ الْعَشْرِ وَلَيْسَ بِبَعِيدٍ. Nay, but some of the scholars say it is recommended that you do the takbir of Eid all through the days of Tashriq, and this is not far-fetched. The same way you do it in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنَ أَيْ خَرَجَ مِنْ مِنَى وَنَفَرَ مِنْهَا قَبْلَ غُرُوبِ شَمْسِ الْيَوْمِ الثَّانِي. So whoever hastens 2 days, meaning he goes out of Mina before the sun sets on the second day of the days of Tashriq, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, there's no sin against him. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرْ بِأَنْ بَاتَ بِهَا لَيْلَةِ الثَّالِثِ, and whoever remains behind, so he sleeps in Mina the night of the 13th, وَرَمَّ مِنَ الْغَدْ, and he throws in the morning, or in fact after Dhuhr, after Zawal, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, so there's no sin against him either. وَهَذَا تَخْفِيفٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى عِبَادِهِ فِي إِبَاحَةِ كِلَى الْأَمْرَيْنِ. And this is a facilitation from Allah upon His slaves by allowing both matters. وَلَكِ مِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أُبِيحَ كِلَى الْأَمْرَيْنِ فَالتَّأَخُّرْ أَفْضَلْ. But we know that even though both were allowed, remaining is better. لِأَنَّهُ أَكْثَرُ عِبَادًا, because there's more worship established. Obviously you stone 3 more jamarat and you say takbir 21 more times and you make more dua and you walk to Mina, you walk to the jamarat, you walk back, all this extra ibadah. So it's better to stay until the 13th. وَلَمَّا كَانَ نَفْيُ الْحَرَجِ قَدْ يُفْهَمْ مِنْهُ نَفْيُ الْحَرَجِ فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَذْكُورِ وَفِي غَيْرِهِ وَالْحَاصِلُ أَنَّ الْحَرَجَ مَنْفِيٌّ عَنِ الْمُتَقَدِّمِ وَالْمُتَأَخِّرِ فَقَطْ قَيَّدَهُ بِقَوْلِهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Now when sin was removed from those from in general, or it may have been understood that sin is removed in general altogether, even though the reality is that sin is upon only those who are يتعجلون or يتأخرون, those who remain, those who hasten to leave Mina, or those who remain behind, Allah conditioned that to لمن اتقى, أي اتقى الله في جميع أموره وأحوال الحج, the one who has fear of Allah in all of his affairs and the affairs of Hajj. فمن اتقى الله بكل شيء حصل له نفي الحرج بكل شيء. So whoever fears Allah in all aspects, in all matters, in all affairs, then there's no sin against him in all affairs as well. وَمَنْ اتَّقَاهُ فِي شَيْءٍ دُونَ شَيْءٍ كَانَ الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. And whoever fears Allah in some things and he does not fear him in others, then he will be recompensed accordingly. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ بِامْتِثَالِ أَوَامِرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابِ مَعَاصِيهِ, and have taqwa of Allah by fulfilling His obligations and avoiding His prohibitions. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, know that you will be gathered to Him. فَمُجَازِيكُمْ بِأَعْمَالِكُمْ, so He will recompense you or reckon you for your deeds. فَمَنِ اتَّقَاهُ وَجَدَ جَزَاءَ التَّقْوَى عِنْدَهُ, so whoever had taqwa of Allah, he will find the reward of taqwa with Allah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتَّقِهْ عَاقَبَهُ أَشَدَّ الْعُقُوبَةِ, and whoever does not have taqwa of Allah, he will punish him severely. فَالْعِلْمُ بِالْجَزَاءِ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الدَّوَاعِ لِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, knowing the consequence of your deeds is among the greatest means for you to attain taqwa. فَلِهَذَا حَثَّ تَعَالَى عَلَى الْعِلْمِ بِذَلِكَ, that's why Allah encouraged us to have knowledge of that, have knowledge of the fact that وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, that to Allah you will be gathered. Verse says 204, 205 and 206, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ خِصَامٍ وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ والله لا يحب الفساد وإذا قيل له اتق الله أخذته العزة بالإثم فحسبه جهنم ولبئس المهاد. Verses 204 to 206 please.
No man behind there is deen whose speech may please you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a verse of life. And he called to Allah, who in his house, to that which peace. And in his heart he had been the one water down the opponents. And when he turns away from you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his effort is done is to make mischief therein and to destroy the crops and the cattle, and Allah likes not mischief. And when he said to them, hear Allah, he is led by Allah for two more crime, so enough for him is hell, and worse will be that place to rest.
Barakallah fiqh. يقول الشيخ رحمة الله عليه: لما أمر تعالى بالإكثار من ذكره وخصوصا في الأوقات الفاضلة الذي هو خير ومصلحة وبر، أخبر تعالى بحال من يتكلم بلسانه ويخالف فعله قوله. الله المستعان. When Allah mentioned, when He commanded to remember Him abundantly, particularly in the virtuous times, which is the utmost benefit and goodness and righteousness, He spoke about the one who speaks with his tongues, who speaks with his tongue, however his actions contradict his statements. فالكلام إما أن يرفع الإنسان أو يخفضه. Speech will either raise a particular individual or will lower him. فقال: ومن الناس من يعجبك قوله في الحياة الدنيا، أي إذا تكلم راق كلامه السامع، وإذا نطق ظننته يتكلم بكلام نافع، ويؤكد ما يقول بأنه يشهد الله على ما في قلبه. Meaning, if he speaks, and among the people are those who their speech you like their statements in the life of the dunya. Meaning, if he speaks, he does it so eloquently that it mesmerizes the listener. And if he says something, it appears to be beneficial speech. And he confirms that. He reconfirms that by making Allah bear witness to that which is in his heart. بأن يخبر أن الله يعلم أن ما في قلبه موافق لما نطق به. By saying that Allah knows that what is in my heart is consistent with what I'm saying with my tongue. وهو كاذب في ذلك لأنه يخالف قوله فعله. And he is lying concerning that, because his statements, his actions contradict his statements. فلو كان صادقا لتوافق القول والفعل، لتوافق القول والفعل كحال المؤمن غير المنافق. Had he been truthful, then his statement would have been consistent with his action, which is the affair of the believers, unlike the hypocrites. ولهذا قال: وهو ألد الخصام، أي إذا خاصمته وجدت فيه من اللدد والصعوبة والتعصب وما يترتب على ذلك ما هو من مقابح الصفات. وعليكم السلام. أهلا. And this is where Allah says, and he is the most quarrelsome of enemies. Meaning, if you are in an argument with him, you will find that he is among the most wicked and most difficult to deal with, and the most severe and blind following, which is among the most evil of attributes. ليس كأخلاق المؤمنين. He's unlike the character of the believers. الذين جعلوا سهولة مركبهم. Who made ease their boat. والانقياد للحق وظيفتهم وسماحة سجيتهم. And made submitting to the truth their job occupation. And lenience their way. وإذا تولى هذا الذي يعجبك قوله إذا حضر عندك سعى في الأرض ليفسد فيها، أي يجتهد على أعمال المعاصي التي هي أفساد في الأرض فيهلك بسبب ذلك. الحرث والنسل فالزروع والثمار والمواشي تتلف وتنقص وتكل بركتها بسبب العمل في المعاصي. And if he turns away the one who you appreciate his speech, he will strive to cause mischief and corruption in the land. He will strive in spreading sins, which will consequently destroy the vegetation and the livestock and the seeds, and everything will be destroyed, will be deficient, and its blessing will be reduced because of the doing of sins. والله لا يحب الفساد. And Allah does not love mischief and corruption. فإذا كان لا يحب الفساد فهو يبغض العبد المفسد في الأرض غاية البغض. وإن قال بلسانه قولا حسنا، نسأل الله العافية. And if Allah does not love mischief, then He hates the slave who causes mischief. Ultimately, He hates him with the passion. Even if a statement is that of a good statement. يا يعني the action again is against the statement. ففي هذه الآية دليل على أن الأقوال التي تصدر من الأشخاص ليست دليلا على صدق ولا كذب ولا بر ولا فجور حتى يوجد العمل المصدق لها المزكي لها. In this ayah there is an evidence that statements that are uttered by individuals are no indication about their truthfulness or their lying, about their righteousness or their wickedness until we see a deed which supports that statement. So we look at their speech, then we must look at their actions. Are their actions consistent with their speech? Then this person is righteous indeed and truthful indeed. But if they say something and they do the opposite, then this is contradiction. Now we all may ask Allah to pardon us for our shortcomings. وأنه ينبغي اختيار أحوال الشهود والمحق والمبطل من الناس لبر أعمالهم. And that the person should choose among those who will be witnesses, or the one who is truthful, or the one who is a propagator of falsehood, due to the righteousness of their deeds. This is how we judge them. We look at their deeds. والنظر لقرائن أحوالهم. We look at the general affair that they are in, their circumstances. ولا يغتر بتمويههم وتزكيتهم أنفسهم. And that we should not be fooled by their lying and their fooling around with the speech and them praising themselves. This is not enough. ثم ذكر أن هذا المفسد في الأرض معاصي الله إذا أمر بتقوى الله تكبر وأنف. Then Allah mentioned that this person who spreads mischief in land, if he is commanded to have taqwa of Allah, he becomes arrogant and he rejects. وأخذته العزة بالإثم. And he is overtaken by pride, and that leads him to more crime, more disobedience. فيجمع بين العمل بالمعاصي وتكبر على الناصحين. So he combines between two calamities, doing evil deeds and being arrogant and belittling those who advise. Not only they don't do good deeds, they do bad deeds, and when they are advised, they don't like to be advised. Don't advise me. Okay, I know already. I'm too good. So these people, أعوذ بالله, exist. فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah told us the bottom line. His enough for him will be the hellfire. This is his attitude. Then the only suitable place for such an individual with this kind of character, with this kind of attitude, is جهنم والعياذ بالله. أي المستقر والمسكن عذاب وبئس المهاد. عفوا التي هي دار العاصين والمتكبرين. It is the home of the disobedient and the arrogant. وبئس المهاد. And it's an evil abode. أي المستقر والمسكن. المستقر والمسكن. The place of rest and the place of residence. عذاب دائم. Eternal punishment. وهم لا ينقطع. And distress that does not desist. ويأس that does not cease. ويأس مستمر. And despair that is continuous. لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا يرجون الثواب. No punishment shall be reduced for them, nor shall they seek good reward. جزاء لجنايتهم ومقابلة لأعمالهم. An equal recompense for their transgression and for their deeds. فعياذا بالله من أحوالهم. So Allah's refuge is sought from their affairs. Verse 207. ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله والله رؤوف بالعباد. 207 please.
And of mankind, these people will sell themselves, seeking the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is full of kindness to his slaves.
بارك الله فيك. يقول الشيخ هؤلاء هم الموفقون الذين باعوا أنفسهم وأرخصوها وبذلوها طلبا لمرضات الله ورجاء لثوابه. These are the true successful people who sold their own selves and made it cheap, and they spent it seeking the pleasure of Allah and hoping in his reward. فهم بذلوا الثمن للملي الوفي الرؤوف بالعباد. So they spent this cost, they spent the cost for Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who will most just in paying them back what they have spent in his cause. الرؤوف بالعباد, the ever merciful, the kind to his slaves. الذي من رأفته ورحمته أن وفقهم لذلك. The one whom part of his mercy and gentleness is that he even allowed them to do these good deeds. Yani he gave them the means to do the good deeds so they may sell themselves for the sake of Allah, then he accepted that from them. Excuse me. So he's the bestower of the favor first and last. وَقَدْ وَعَدَ الْوَفَاءَ بِذَلِكَ And he has promised to fulfill his promise for that he will reward them. فقال إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. So Allah said another ayah in the Quran. Verily Allah has purchased from the believers their souls and their wealth that they shall have Jannah in return. وفي هذه الآية أخبر أنهم اشتروا أنفسهم وبذلوها. And in this ayah he said that they had bought themselves and they spent it in the cause of Allah. وأخبر برأفته الموجب لتحصيل ما طلبوا. And he spoke about his gentleness which will necessitate him granting them what they seek. وبذل ما به رغبوا. And to give them what they have sought for and what they have intended. فلا تسأل بعد هذا عما يحصل لهم من الكريم وما ينالهم من الفوز والتكريم. So do not ask afterwards what they shall attain from the most generous and what kind of victory and honor they will receive from Allah Azza wa Jal. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين فإن زللتم من بعد ما جاءتكم البينات فاعلموا أن الله عزيز حكيم. 208-209 عبد العزيز الله خليك.
For you who believe, enter perfectly in Islam by obeying all the rules and regulations of the religion of Islam and follow not the footsteps of Shaitan. Verily, it is for your training aim. If you study after the pure science, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this Quran and Islam have come to you, then know that Allah is Almighty, all wise.
هذا أمر من الله تعالى للمؤمنين أن يدخلوا في السلم كافة أي في جميع شرائع الدين ولا يتركوا أو يتركوا منها شيئا. This is a command from Allah عز وجل to all the believers that they shall enter into Islam wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly, fully, all the way. And that means that they accept all of the teachings of Islam. And for your information, there is no such thing as insignificant teaching in Islam. Capish? There is no such thing as an insignificant teaching of Islam. Unimportant doesn't exist. Every single command of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is fundamentally important. Yes, there are usul and furu', principles and branches which branch off these principles. We have that distinction. But to label something that Allah commanded as insignificant is foolishness. So when we speak about the beard, for instance, no one can come and say the issue of the beard is an insignificant issue. Okay? It just deals with facial hair. And what's more important is my heart and my relationship with Allah and blah blah blah. You know, you hear this nonsense from these individuals who want to follow their desires ultimately. We say, no, Habibi. If Allah made it part of His deen, if revelation was sent down concerning you letting your beard, keeping your beard, then this is an important teaching in Islam which you cannot disregard. You may disobey and go against the teachings, that's your business with Allah on the Day of Judgment. But to say that is insignificant is a big mistake. Say it's important, but I'm not doing my job. Yes, there are more important things, such as Tawheed, having the right Aqeedah, having the right belief in Allah, ultimately, that's more important than that other important matter. Not that we label them important and unimportant. Everything is important, but some are more important than others. Is that clear? fight. So then when Allah says enter into Islam wholeheartedly, meaning every aspect of the deen, enter into it wholeheartedly, all the way, no part time. وَلَا يَتْرُكُ مِنَا شَيْءٍ, do not leave anything. وَأَلَّا يَكُونُوا مِمَّنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَهُ, and do not be like the one who has taken his desires as his Lord. His God is his ideas. His God is his feelings. His God is his opinions. This is his God. Whatever they tell him to do, he does. Whether it is according to the teachings of Islam or against the teachings of Islam, it does not matter to this person. This is this is a sign that there's no goodness intended for that person. If you see someone in this state, know from the depth of your heart that Allah has no goodness intended for him in the meantime. Maybe he will change. Until such time, this is a person whom Allah does not care about. Who's the one that Allah cares about? The one whom Allah guides to the Sunnah, and loving the Sunnah, and acting upon the Sunnah, no matter how unimportant the people make it seem, or how insignificant they label it. The person will adhere strictly to the Sunnah. This is someone whom Allah has given goodness. You know Allah has intended goodness because in his heart, he loves the Sunnah. So Allah made him love the Sunnah, the way of his Prophet Muhammad SAW. This is good news. This is good news for the believer. And so we'll be able to tell. You can tell those who take their gods as their desires, no matter how many times you advise them. Mafi. Goes from this ear out of this one. You speak, you repeat, you mention, you doesn't work. وَإِنْ وَافَقَ الْأَمْرُ الْمَشْرُوعَ وَهُ فَعَلَهُ وَإِنْ خَالَفَهُ تَرَكَهُ, the one who has taken his Lord as his God, his desires as his God, whatever is in agreement with his desires, he will do it, and whatever opposes it, he will leave it alone. بل الواجب أن يكون الهوى تبعا للدين. What is expected, what is compulsory, is that your desires should follow the teachings of Islam, not the other way around. وأن يفعل كل ما يقدر عليه من أفعال الخير وما يعجز عنه يلتزمه وينويه فيدركه بنيته. الله أكبر. جميل. And that you do everything you're able to do from the good deeds, and whatever you're unable to do, whatever you're unable to do due to inability, then you intend on doing it, and you'll be able to attain its reward simply by having the niyyah. If I had 50 million riyals, then I will help all the needy Muslims, and I will spend money on the orphans and so on and so forth, but I don't. But having that niyyah will give you the reward. The niyyah only will give you the reward of spending such money. This is according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, if someone saw a person with a lot of money where he's spending it in haram, and he said to himself, if I had money like him, I would spend it the same way he's spending it, he will share the sin as well. Because of what? The niyyah, the intention. So the intention is important. So whatever you cannot do a good deed, because we're not perfect, we're unable to do everything, then intend on doing it. Inshallah, you will get the reward via your intention. ولما كان الدخول في السلم كافة لا يمكن ولا يتصور إلا بمخالفة طرق الشيطان قال ولا تتبع خطوات الشيطان. Now when entering into Islam wholeheartedly cannot be imagined to take place, it is not imagined for that to take place except by opposing the way of the shaitan. It's the only way you could truly enter Islam, by opposing the shaitanic methodology. Then Allah says وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. أي العمل بمعاصي الله, meaning by committing sins. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, he is to you a clear, evident enemy. وَالْعَدُوُ الْمُبِينُ لَا يَأْمُرُ إِلَّا بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَمَا بِهِ الضَّرَرُ عَلَيْكُمْ, and your clear enemy commands nothing but evil, outrageous evil deeds, abhorrent deeds, and that which is harmful to you. وَلَمَّا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَقَعَ مِنْهُ خَلَلٌ وَزَلَلٌ, and what do, when it was inevitable, or because it was inevitable for the slave to have some shortcomings or to slip back in the process. Allah says, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ أَيْ عَلَى عِلْمٍ وَيَقِينٍ, meaning if you fall back after the clear proofs have come to you, meaning you were upon knowledge and certainty, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, then know that Allah is full of might and He is all wise. وَفِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ الشَّدِيدِ وَالتَّخْوِيفِ مَا يُوجِبُ تَرْكَ الزَّلَلِ, and in this is such a threat and warning from Allah, so much so that it necessitates that you even leave alone falling short. فَأَنَّ الْعَزِيزُ مَقَامُ الْحَكِيمِ إِذَا عَصَاهُ الْعَاصِي, فَأَنَّ الْعَزِيزُ مَقَامُ الْحَكِيمِ إِذَا عَصَاهُ الْعَاصِي, because عِزَّة, وَعَلَيْكُمْ سَلَام, no problem, good to see you, بارك الله فيك, because might is the suitable stance for the all-wise when the disobedient disobeys him. قَهَرَهُ بِقُوَّتِهِ, he would subdue him with his power. وَعَذَّبُهُ بِمُقْتَدَى حِكْمَتِهِ, and he would punish him according to his wisdom. فَأَنَّ مِنْ حِكْمَتِهِ تَعْذِيبُ الْعُصَاتِ وَالْجُنَاتِ, among Allah's wisdom is that He punishes the transgressors and the evildoers. Then Allah said, and we will actually leave off this verse inshallah ta'ala because it's very technical, and I would like to bring some comments of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which the Shaykh alhamdulillah mentions already, but this is an extensive talk that I would like to begin and end in one session, right?
Okay.
So what? Not really, because I have to give the brother some time before Dr. Yahya comes. معليش, واخر دعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.